You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps the world's leading retailers advance their e-commerce shopping experience with AI. To learn more, visit ownit.co. And Mirakl. Mirakl is the global leader in platform business innovation for e-commerce. Companies like Macy's, Nordstrom, and Kroger use Mirakl to build disruptive growth and profitability through marketplace, dropship, and retail media. For more, visit Mirakl.com. That's Mirakl.com.
Headline one comes to us from Reuters. Shein, the fast fashion giant known for its low prices, has significantly increased its prices on core products ahead of its anticipated IPO. According to analysis from London-based research firm Edita, Shein raised the average price of women's dresses in the U.S. by 28% over the past year, with dresses now averaging $28.51. This move contrasts with its typical offerings of $5 tops and $10 dresses. The price hikes are part of Shein's strategy to boost revenues and profitability as it prepares for its initial public offering. While still lower than competitors like H&M and Zara, Shein's price increases have exceeded those of its rivals, signaling a shift in its business model towards higher margins. Internationally, Shein's prices have also risen, with dresses on its UK site now averaging £24.12, a 15% increase, and prices in other European markets like France, Germany, Italy, and Spain seeing a 36% increase on average. Shein's strategy includes not only increasing prices on its core products, but also expanding its range with external brands like Skechers, whose shoes now range from $32 to $174 on Shein's platform. This diversification aims to attract more affluent customers while maintaining its appeal to budget-conscious shoppers. Analysts suggest that while these price hikes may support Shein's valuation ahead of its IPO, sustaining growth in its established markets like the US and the UK will be challenging. Shein will need to continue expanding into new markets, strategically adjusting prices, and potentially making acquisitions to maintain its growth trajectory. Headline 2 comes to us from Retail Dive. In a surprising turn, adults have outpaced preschoolers in toy purchases, marking a significant shift in the toy market dynamics. According to a report by Circana, shoppers over the age of 18 contributed more than $1.5 billion in toy sales in the first quarter of the year, surpassing the traditionally dominant preschooler demographic for the first time. Nearly half, or 43% of adults, bought toys for themselves over the past year. This trend is driven by various motivations such as collecting, socializing, and personal enjoyment, reflecting a broader cultural shift towards nostalgia and recreational hobbies among adults. Despite a slight 1% decline in toy sales from January to April compared to the previous year, overall toy sales remain robust, soaring 38% above 2019 levels. This growth indicates resilience and opportunity within the toy industry, especially as consumer behaviors adapt amid economic challenges. The pandemic-induced surge in nostalgia has significantly boosted toy sales, making it a lucrative sector amidst broader retail challenges. Julie Lennett, VP and Toy Industry Advisor at Circana, notes that while the toy industry faces pricing pressures and budget constraints, it remains ripe with opportunities for innovation and adaptation. Retailers like Target have responded by launching private label toy brands such as Gigglescape, catering to budget-conscious consumers with products priced at $20 and under. This strategic move underscores efforts to capture market share and adapt to evolving consumer preferences. In conclusion, while adults now play a significant role in driving toy sales, the industry faces challenges and opportunities amidst economic uncertainties. Nostalgia-driven purchases and strategic retail initiatives will likely continue shaping the toy market landscape in the coming years. Headline 3 also comes to us from TechCrunch. TikTok is making a bold move into the realm of visual search with the introduction of image search capabilities in TikTok Shop, directly challenging Google's dominance in this space. TikTok has quietly rolled out a feature allowing users to upload or take photos to find similar products within TikTok Shop. This functionality eliminates the need for textual descriptions, resembling Google Lens and Amazon's image search capabilities. Users can now snap photos of products they like in real-world scenarios, such as at restaurants or from online platforms, and use these images to discover comparable items available for purchase on TikTok Shop. By entering the image search market, TikTok aims to compete not only with Google and Amazon, but also with other shopping tools like Klarna and startup ventures such as Cherry. This move underscores TikTok's ambition to capture more of the shopping market directly through its platform. TikTok Shop, which now hosts over 15 million sellers globally, including 500,000 in the US, represents a significant revenue stream potential for TikTok. The platform has invested heavily in safety measures and aims to enhance user engagement and time spent on the app through expanded e-commerce functionalities. Despite its aggressive e-commerce expansion, TikTok still faces regulatory hurdles, particularly in the US, where a potential ban looms if its parent company ByteDance fails to divest the app within a specified timeline.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.